Hello everyone, welcome back to Anshul Gupta MD. Inflammation is the root cause of all chronic diseases like autoimmune conditions, thyroid problems and even cancer. Several people have been reaching me out asking me why they have inflammation. So today I'm going to share with you some shocking underlying root causes of inflammation and what you can do to tackle those underlying causes of inflammation. So let's get started. But before we move forward, I would like you to take a moment to like and subscribe to my channel so you keep on getting this great information in the future also. So I have been talking a lot about inflammation in my recent YouTube videos. And the reason is that all of the chronic diseases starts with inflammation. But through my research, what I have identified was that there are further root causes which lead to inflammation in your body. And if you tackle those root causes, you can get rid of inflammation permanently. So let's talk about all of these root causes. So the number one root cause in this list is poor gut health, especially poor gut microbiome. We have new research studies which are very clear that the gut microbiome in our body decides whether we will have high inflammation levels or not. What is this gut microbiome? Gut microbiome constitutes of trillions of bacteria that lives in our gut. These bacteria influence our health and can increase our inflammation or decrease our inflammation. So poor gut microbiome is very important reason of underlying inflammation. Now, what influences our gut health? Why our gut microbiome gets poor? So research also has identified a new condition called leaky gut. What is leaky gut? Leaky gut is a condition in which the cells which are lining your gut becomes leaky and all the bacteria, viruses and other bad food particles enter your bloodstream, and that causes your body to secrete inflammation molecules like different kind of cytokines, and that leads to increased inflammation in your body. So the number one cause over here is poor gut microbiome and leaky gut, which is the most common reason of inflammation in each and every person. Now, what can you do to take care of this leaky gut and gut microbiome? So in this aspect, prebiotics and probiotics are really very useful. Prebiotics are food for the good bacteria and probiotics are the good bacteria that your gut needs. So first of all, eating food which are high in probiotics like kimchi, sauerkraut, kombuchas, kefir, other fermented foods are really important. A good probiotic which has at least 25 to 30 billion probiotic units in it is also very important. And then prebiotic rich foods are also very important. I have made another video specifically for prebiotics. You can see the link in the description. But there are supplements for the prebiotics also available. For leaky gut, what can you do? So there are a couple of foods which have shown improvement in leaky gut. One of them is collagen peptides. Collagen peptides helps to heal your gut and can also heal the leaky gut. There is one supplement which has shown very much benefit in research to heal the leaky gut, and that is L-glutamine. L-glutamine is an amino acid which has shown in research studies that helps to improve the leaky gut and heal it completely in your gut. So these are all the things that you can do today to get your gut back in shape and also reduce inflammation in the body. The second reason of inflammation in your body is high toxin burden. We all get bombarded with different kind of toxins in our environment. The major toxins are the insecticides, the pesticides which are being sprayed into our food. Air pollution is the second reason. The third reason is heavy metals like lead and mercury, which are present in our food as well as in our water. So that's the reason we all get exposed to toxins on the regular basis. What happens to these toxins? These toxins keep on getting accumulated in our body, especially in our liver. Liver is the master detoxifier of our body that helps to remove all the toxins. When the toxin burdens go very high in our body, that causes our liver to become sluggish and it doesn't work as good, and toxins keep on accumulating, and that leads to inflammation. In that aspect, obviously the ideal situation will be living a toxin-free lifestyle where you have good water filtration system in your home, where you eat organic food all the time, as well as you're living in a place which is free from air pollution. But in practical, this is not possible for each and every person. So glutathione is a great supplement which has helped lot of people to remove toxins, as well as it has shown in research studies that supports the liver and also reduces inflammation in the body. So this is one supplement that supports the liver health. The next one is milk thistle, which is also a great supplement to support the liver, and also in several research studies have shown that reduces inflammation. So this is the second root cause, toxins in your body. The third root cause over here is poor dietary choices. Food is medicine, but wrong foods can cause inflammation in your body. In this aspect, there are certain foods which has been linked to inflammation. The first food in this list is sugar. Any kind of sugary food that you are eating causes inflammation. The second food is fried food and trans fat food. All of the fast food that you're eating is high in trans fat. Lot of different snacks which are made by frying, again, are high in trans fats. So this is the second food which causes inflammation. The third food which causes inflammation is gluten, and the fourth is dairy. These all of the foods have been associated with inflammation, so I will recommend to you to reduce the quantity of these food and instead eat healthy choices. Food which specifically has shown to reduce inflammation in the body is food which is high in omega-3 fatty acids, like fatty fishes, like salmon, tuna, like nuts and seeds, almonds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, chia seeds, flax seeds, as well as lot of different kinds of vegetables, because they are high in antioxidants. So this is an anti-inflammatory food diet that you should be on, and removing food which causes inflammation. So this is the third reason of inflammation, bad food choices. The fourth reason of inflammation is stress. We all get exposed to stress on the daily basis, whether it is physical stress, mental stress, emotional stress, or psychological stress. All of the stress causes secretion of cortisol hormone in our body. Whenever cortisol levels are high in the body, that triggers secretion of cytokines in the body, which actually causes inflammation levels to increase in the body. So very important to develop a de-stressing routine, which can be some deep breathing exercises or meditation, or cultivating a hobby that can reduce the levels of stress in your body. The last reason of inflammation in your body is chronic infections. These can be viruses like Epstein-Barr virus, or even COVID-19 virus, or other parasites like H. pylori or blastocystis, which live in our gut, or candida as an infection also. These are all chronic infection which causes increased inflammation levels. They turn our own immune system against our own body, and that's the reason they causes high levels of inflammation in the body. So first of all, we need to identify what kind of chronic infections we are dealing with in our body, and then we need to tackle. Now, this is the most complicated procedure, because regular doctors do not have tests to check for these infections. That's where a functional medicine doctor like me can be useful, because we have access to advanced testing to check for all of these different kind of parasites in the gut and other kinds of infection. And then we have to make a stepwise protocol, which is natural protocol, to fix all of these parasites and other infections in your gut. So now you know these are the five major shocking root causes of inflammation in your body, and how you can tackle these root causes to lower the inflammation burden and improve your disease process and your symptoms also. I hope you like this video. If you do, please like and subscribe to my channel. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.